My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Bill Flores. He represents the Lone Star State's 17th Congressional District. He is also chairman of the Republican Study Committee. Another major piece of legislation that was passed, I believe, just on Wednesday, was the bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, but not fund implementation of the president's unilateral action on immigration who are in the country illegally. It passed the House pretty handily. Now it goes to the Senate, where it faces a more uncertain future. And again, a promised veto from the president, which once again leads to looking down the line. If he does veto it, there probably won't be the votes there for sure on this one. So some folks think it's just a matter of, do you not fund the department versus letting the president get away with what he wants? So is there another way to approach this, assuming the president makes good on this threat? What's going to happen here?
Well, I don't know for sure. I can tell you this, and that is that those of us in the House of Representatives that believe in the rule of law are going to side with a strong majority of Americans that think that the president's action was improper and unlawful. And so we are going to fight to stop this presidential action. Article 1 of the Constitution says Congress has the right to make all laws. It doesn't say anything about the president having any right to make the laws. And it also doesn't say that the president has the right to make the law if Congress fails to act. If Congress addresses immigration reform, then that's solely for us to do it. If we elect to not address immigration reform, the president really doesn't have any options. He has to live with that. And so my thinking is that the president will agree that it's more important to fund the Department of Homeland Security in this uncertain security environment that we have around the world, particularly in light of Paris, and that he'll sign the bill his unlawful action will be undone. But I don't hold that much hope for the president. He puts the interest of others ahead of the interest of families. If you think about a couple of things that happened in this bill, in the president's unlawful action, number one is he's taken the fees from people who are trying to go through the legal immigration process properly, and he's using those fees to pay for the cost of trying to allow the other folks that are here illegally to jump to the head of the line. The second thing is he's created this perverse incentive for American employers to hire illegals under this new program over hiring Americans, because the employers don't have to provide Obamacare. There are certain other benefits they don't have to provide. So you have a $3,000 advantage if you're an employer to hire somebody here illegally than to hire legal American workers. So he's put American workers at the back of the line, and this is after they're already hurting under the Obama economic policies.
Last question for you, Congressman. New topic. As I mentioned at the top, you're the chairman of the Republican Study Committee. That's the group of House conservatives in the GOP, and you were elected to that position last year in the whole shakeup following the primary defeat of Majority Leader Eric Cantor. And stories have appeared in the National Journal and elsewhere in the last few days about a group of conservative members believing that the RSC is no longer conservative enough for them, so they're about to leave and start their own group. As chairman now, what is your focus? Are you trying to mend the fence? Do you believe it's better to go in two different ways? And what do you see as your role in terms of influencing leadership decisions?
Well, a couple of things. Let me say this about the Republican Study Committee. It is the largest, most conservative, most effective caucus in Congress. And there are at least 150 members of Congress, which make up about two-thirds of the House Republicans, that want to be part of that because it has the greatest ability to influence legislation and to push our leadership toward conservative principles. And so we are very relevant. We are the most relevant caucus in Congress. Now, that said, there's room for other groups as well. And so to the extent that some members of the RSC would like to form another group to be part of so that they can talk about their ideas, I'm fine with that. I think it actually is complementary, and most of those folks that are doing that are remaining as members of the RSC. So there's not really a split in the RSC. There are just a smaller number of people that want to go form a group so that they can share their ideas among themselves. We applaud that move and think that it's perfectly appropriate. You know, many of us in Congress belong to multiple caucuses, and so I think there's room for these are the way ideas bubbled up. But again, the RSC at the end of the day is going to be the most important organization in terms of pushing the House to the right and toward good, positive, conservative solutions.
Well, Congressman, as we've already discussed, a full plate as you begin this 114th Congress with Republicans in control on both sides of the Hill, and I'm guessing quite a few more members of that Republican Study Committee since the 114th Congress began. So thank you very much for your time today, and we look forward to visiting with you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I look forward to talking to you in the future. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders who protect us here at home.
Thank you, sir, very much. Congressman Bill Flores from the 17th District of Texas, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.